Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4victoralpha.org. The purpose of this net on Wednesday nights is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. I have a little something that I want to discuss. It's not well, it is a little technical. Bear with me just a moment. I'm looking for the contest. There it is. For those of you that are interested in contesting or just want to listen to contests, if you're not a general class or higher, for those contests that require that, let's see, December 11th, I guess is Saturday, the ARRL 10-meter contest is coming up, December 11 and 12. Let's see, anything else that might be of interest. The International Naval Contest coming up also, the 11th and 12th. Well, the one that may be the most interesting to the most people is the ARRL 10-meter contest, which starts at 0-100 Zulu on December 11 and goes to 2400 Zulu on December 12. Notice 0-100 Zulu December 11 means midnight in the morning, which means 7 p.m. our time on Saturday night, as opposed to 2400, which means the end of the day, for those of you that are curious. Let's see. For anybody who may be interested, well, the website that I'm using for this is contestcalendar.com. Contestcalendar, one word, .com. And off the top of my head, I can't remember the call sign of the fellow that keeps this up, but it lists all of the contests coming up scheduled, frankly, anywhere in the world. And it's a good place to take a look at. So anyway, 10-meter contest coming up. If I find more information here as we go along, I'll pass it along to everybody. Let's see. Does anyone have any questions or discussion items that they would like to discuss tonight? If some of this is N7IBV, give me a call. I should say the phone lines are open, waiting for your call. All right. Well, we'll take check-ins then. General check-ins for the net tonight. You know what? Stand by just a second.
D-Star, over.
Heard station in there, standby one. Okay, now I'll take check-ins. Go ahead, please.
KN4, SPL.
WD8QCN.
HCV4KU.
HTV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
WD7, RAV.
Okay, I've got KN4, SPL. Hi, Bob. Delta 8QCN, Steve. K1HTV, Rich, KX4KU, Kevin, KO4QVB, Quebec Victor Bravo, Lewis, I think I've got that right, WB7RAB, Randy, how are you? All right, any other check-ins, please give me a call now. Okay, kind of briefly, but I thought it was interesting, and really, I suppose for a more in-depth treatment, it deserves to be on our Sunday night technical net, so whoever's running that this Sunday might want to take a listen if they're on. If any of you got the brand new catalog from HRO today, this is not a marketing hype, but Ham Radio Outlets catalog at least came in my mail today. It's their Interstellar catalog. It's kind of cute. Anyway, I just was thumbing through it, literally just thumbing through the pages, and I happened to see the outline of a car. I went, what the heck is that? Well, it's on page 106, if anybody has the catalog and wants to follow along. It's Larson's mobile antennas is what it's on. What it has is a little table about placement of your Larson mobile antenna. Well, obviously it doesn't apply to just Larson. But what it does is it has a list of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different places on your car for potential placement of different types of antennas. And the amount of attenuation that you may see at that location. And it actually goes, well, no, it doesn't. It goes in order of, I'm not sure what, I guess. Optimal location is, believe it or not, well, actually, a permanent mount in the center of the roof. Center of the roof, this is a sedan, by the way. Whatever kind of antenna, anyway, that they consider that 0 dB. That's their reference. So you've got the best location there with no loss. A magnetic mount antenna placed in the same spot gives you minus 0.2 decibels of loss. And let me pause there for a moment because I did want to do announcements before I got into this. So I'm a little distracted this evening. I was working on something. Announcements. Thank you, Kevin, for using alternate communication methods to remind me of this. First of all, first and foremost, annual dues are ready. We need to renew those. If you haven't paid your dues yet, we ask that you please do that. Very convenient on the website now. You can just click on it and go to PayPal, rather, and you can pay your dues that way. Of course, we still take checks, and even if anybody wants to, they can bring cash tomorrow to the club meeting. Speaking of which, the club meeting, of course, is tomorrow night, 7:15 p.m. Be meeting at the usual location in the PATH Foundation building there in Warrenton. It's easy to find addresses on the website. For those of you who may have to come late, and if your door is locked, if you have a handheld or if you can wander back out to your car, just give us a holler on 52 Simplex, 146.52 Simplex, and we'll send somebody down to let you in, just in case the door is locked. The club Christmas party is coming up on Saturday at 5 p.m., and that will be held over at the Payne Building, downtown Warrenton. Information on that is also available on the website. And it's never too late to give us a quick thumbs up that you're going to be there just so we have a head count. We also appreciate anybody who can sign up for side dishes and whatnot. So anyway, check that out. Let's see. And then the other business item for tomorrow night, which is pretty much the only thing we're going to be doing. It's going to be a relatively short meeting since we have the activity coming up on Saturday, is elections. We have the annual elections for board members. And although all of the current board members are willing to serve again for next year, if anybody would like to pony up and volunteer or have somebody nominate you is a better way, for any of the positions, we'd be more than happy to have a little competition there as far as voting goes. Voting, of course, is part of the bylaws. We have to do it. So anyway, tomorrow night will be the meeting, and we'll be doing that. And this is N7IBV. Any additional announcements that I may have missed, give me a call right now. Okay. All right, back to what I was talking about. Anyway, antenna placement. Anyway, the various antenna placements are mag mount in the center of the roof, mag mount at the corner of the roof, mag mount in the center of the trunk, permanent mount at the center of the trunk. That's very interesting. They're showing that a mag mount, magnetic mount in the center of the trunk actually has less loss than a permanent mount in the center of the trunk. That's a good one for the TechNet on Sunday. They're showing a 2.1 dB loss with the mag mount and a 2.8 dB loss with the center. Now, of course, you know, we don't know what kind of antenna, and it depends on that, and yada, 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 but these are just general measurements that they use. Let's see, where are we here? Trunk lip mount on the corner of the trunk. Or a mag mount on the corner of the trunk. A permanent, I did the center of the trunk, mag mount and permanent, trunk lip mount on the corner of the trunk, and on glass mount low, and they're doing this in the back window, or in the middle or at the top, and the low mount on the glass mount has a 3 dB loss, so that's the worst one. And a mag mount on the corner of the hood, the front corner of the hood. Well, obviously the best place is the permanent mount on the center of the roof. The worst place is an on-glass mount low on the rear window. So, anyway, just something to think about. Good thing to discuss maybe next week in the TechNet. With that, let's go ahead and go around for some just check-in, chatting with the check-ins, and we'll pick up other check-ins here as we get to the end. KN4SPL, what's up, dude? Night, Bob. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL on the net. Good evening, Brad. Hello to everyone on the net. Not a whole lot to report here. Just still working on some antenna projects. Anyway, I am really looking forward to the Christmas dinner on Saturday. So looking forward to that and the meeting tomorrow. Besides that, I just really have these ongoing antenna projects that I really need to get working on. But unfortunately, it seems like probably after the holidays is when I can really jump on them. So I guess this little dipole in the backyard is gonna just have to at least satisfy me for the next few weeks. But anyway, again, I look forward to seeing everyone at the meeting and at dinner, so on Saturday. So 73 all, KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, we had one of our local club inspectors out driving around the other day. He drove by your place and commented that it was looking like it's been sprouting antennas. So apparently, whatever you're doing, you haven't made anybody upset yet in the homeowners association. So that's great. I hope that you can continue that. And antennas are a lot of fun. I've always enjoyed playing with, building, putting up, changing. And of course, Rich is our biggest drum beater proponent. Encourager of antennas. Anyway, WD8QCN, Steve, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Brad, Nanette, 7IVV, WD8QCN. Doing all right here. Just got caught up on work and wandered over to the ham shack here. Propagation's looking kind of poor tonight here on 10 megahertz and down on 40 meters here, 7 megahertz. Not too much else going on. Trying to get Louie primed up here to see if he can slide into a net control slot here on Sunday nights for us and spread out the load a little bit more. Appreciate him stepping up to do that. I'll throw it over to him in a while here, or guess when we get down to him, he can answer the question as to whether or not he got the information Sippy and I forwarded. But other than that, not too much else happening since Sunday. Back to you, Brad. N7IVV, WD8QCN.
Okay, Steve, thanks for that, and look forward to helping out any new folks that want to do the net control. It's real easy, and frankly, can be a lot of fun if you enjoy talking to people on the radio. K1HTV, how are you feeling tonight? Go ahead.
I'm feeling fine. This is K1HTV in Amosville. A lot better than I was 1 week ago when I had a 102 fever, and it's feeling pretty rotten. But last of the day, I guess I should take a COVID test. Swing by Walmart, pick up one of their dual packs, and see if I actually had it. It didn't have a lot of the other symptoms, but you never know. Couple things. Let's see. DXY's been, I was talking to Brad earlier about some of that. There's an Asian path which occurs at 40 meters in the late afternoon. It's been happening just about every day, working JAs, and a couple days ago at 9M2 in Malaysia. A 9 Victor 1 in Singapore. Even KO4LUA with his NFIRE antenna, NFED antenna, was calling the 9V1 in Singapore. So it's possible if you're on for that very narrow opening on 40 and have a wire antenna up in the air, you'll be surprised to hear some really long DX coming in on the gray line. Let's see. As far as other news, I got an email just a few minutes ago from WA3EHD, who is a correspondent secretary for the Packrats VHF group up in the Philly area, the club that Joe Taylor belongs to. And he got a note from Joe, and it's just been released, a new version of WSJTX, version 2.5.3, general release. However, it is only available for Windows 64. I'll read this a couple of paragraphs. As most of you know, we are mourning the recent death of our friend and colleague Bill Somerville, G4WJS, who since 2013 has contributed so much to the WSJT project. One of Bill's many WSJTX-related tasks was creating installation packages for Win32, Win64, for Linux, Debian, Fedora, Raspberry Pi, etc., and the Mac OS. For each new program release, at present we have a straightforward system for building Win64 packages, the best choice for the majority of WSJTX users, but we have no systems in place for building the others, Win32, Linux, and Mac packages. The WSJTX 2.5.3 includes a new feature of special interest to users who will be entering the VHF contest in January, ARRL VHF contest, on the 15th through the 17th of January. For the benefit of those users who have decided to release, we've decided to release the WSJTX version 2.5.3 for Win64, even though we have not yet made pre-built packages for the other operating systems. Basically, what this feature will do with the macro, and you can create the macro, number of macros using the $DX, when the $DX equates to the call that you're working. So if you're working KO4LUA/VP8, it would convert that long call into, just by using the $DX would equate to that. So you can then send a 13-character message along with the call sign. So you could do a text message, you can send a station to a different band, and the explanation of how the bands are, the alphabet soup used to notify an individual what band it is, will be explained in an article which will be uploaded to the WSJTX website. So that's about it from here. I will see everybody on Saturday. I'm looking forward to the Christmas party. Tomorrow I'll be attending the Knights of Columbus Christmas party over at St. John's, so I'll not be able to make the club meeting. And I don't think I'll be home in time to make the WebEx part of it either. So we'll see you guys on Saturday. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Rich. Yeah, I recommend you go get that COVID test, especially with everything ramping up again with the Omicron version. Is that right? I need to refresh myself on the Greek alphabet. Anyway, don't want to see you come down with that. KX4KU, Kevin, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IBV8, KX4KU in the net. I'm doing well tonight, Brad. Real quick, message for Rich. If you find that COVID test and you take it and you're positive, could you do me a favor and miss the Christmas party this week? Just ask him. Hi. One other thing, I don't know, I didn't see pass around or mention, but there was something from the ARRL yesterday that our section manager for the ARRL, Dr. Joe Paulson, died, or became an SK yesterday, pretty sudden. I know ever since I've gotten to be active again, he was very active for our section, and it's a sad loss for everybody in Virginia. Let's see, the other thing you're talking about, antennas. Let me take a break. I was surprised about those numbers on the magnetic mounts, because I've never had good luck with magnetic mount antennas. And I don't know why. But I don't use them anymore. Right now I'm using an antenna attached to my luggage rack thing, and so I didn't hear that in your list there, but that's where mine is. and it worked great there. And then I had on the Xterra, I had a lip mount on the hatchback, and that worked pretty good too. So, the mag mounts I just had not very good luck with, but maybe because I was always buying the cheapest thing. Back when, another thing is, I think I know why my DS6KPW dipole isn't working so good, so I'm going to go back and put my headset back up at my station when my station is COVID-free, which it's not now. Family's all got COVID, so, but I was able to do today's TWT remote, and, that's what I'm looking to do tonight, and, this is the time I'm thankful to have the box. That's about it. I will turn it back over to you. I think you caught all the announcements, Brad, so, hope to see most everybody tomorrow, and, if anything, attend, just, you know, to vote. The more people we get a chance to have input, the better. M79VV, KX4K, back to that.
Okay, sorry, I had to step away from the microphone for just a moment. Speaking of the meeting tomorrow, well, of course, we will also be doing it on WebEx. I didn't catch whether you mentioned that, but as usual, we'll be doing WebEx and live. KO4QVV, Lewis. Thanks for checking in tonight. How are you? Go ahead.
Good evening. 1171 Victor Victor. I'm just sitting here on my deck out in the cold with a jacket and a blanket. And I have my antenna sat on top of the table and wondering how I'm coming across. Over.
Well, I think it was you that checked in on Sunday, and you were virtually unreadable on Sunday. Today you're doing much better, able to copy you just fine. Go ahead.
Outstanding. Yeah, I moved from the front yard to the backyard so I could have a clearer shot and kind of much higher. So Rich gave me some tips on where I could probably build a plan to build a Yankee antenna, which I think from his estimation would certainly help. As for Steve and Skippy, I didn't see anything come across my email, but I'm still very interested, so please don't give up on me. Over.
Okay, very good. Well, I saw a bunch of email traffic with your name all over it, so I guess check your spam. If it came from Sippy, it probably was spam. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I know I did see you on there, so anyway, check again. All right, over to Randy, WB7RAB, good to have you with us tonight. Go ahead.
This is WB7RAB. Good evening. Haven't been too active on the radio. Been doing my Civil Air Patrol stuff, and that's about it, because Civil Air Patrol's taken an awful lot of my time. For Rich, at least here in Fauquier County, they're giving free COVID test kits, test at home kits at the library. So rather than go and pay for it at CVS, if you check with, I guess here in Culpeper County, they may have some at the library for tip for free if you want. Other than that, not much else going on. This is WB7RAV, back to net.
Okay, over at the library. Well, that's good to know. It's interesting that you have to go to what I consider to be rather strange places to get tests for this stuff, but I guess they just don't want you coming into the doctor's office because everybody might be more susceptible to it there. So, anyway, hope everybody manages to stay healthy. Anyway, any other check-ins tonight? That takes us to the end of the list. This is N7IBV with Fauquier Amateur Radio Service, Amateur Radio Association. General service net tonight. Any other check-ins or rechecks tonight? This is, go ahead.
K4SKP, W8BT.
Okay, K4SKP and W8BT. How are you tonight, Skip? I haven't heard you for a while.
Pretty good, Brad. Trying to stay out of trouble. Hang on. Interesting FT8 tonight. Where'd it go?
I got Cape Verde and the Western Sahara Station. So I was kind of stoked about that today. I've got other stuff, Spain and Germany I've gotten before, but those two stations I haven't seen before. So on 40. So other than that, that's kind of what I've been doing, playing with my radio was having some trouble, but for whatever reason, the SWR seemed to straighten up, and I'm getting some pretty good signal out. So with that, I'll take it back to net. K4SKP, clear.
OBKB. Glad you got things working there okay for you. Sorry, my multimeter is just basically tied. It's being very weird and basically useless. That's not a good thing to have dying in your life as a ham radio operator. W8BT, Travis, tell us how you're doing tonight. Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad and all in the net. This is W8BT. I'm going to have to assume as a ham, as long as you've been, you ought to have at least two multimeters. Hi. But anyway, sorry to hear about that. And I kind of had a question for Rich about the WSJTX and the new one only being Win64. I was wondering, I'm sure that the source code may still be available, though, so if you wanted to build it yourself, you could. But that's an assumption, and you know what that does. And as far as your the thing from the Larson antennas, I've actually always had very good luck with a center mount mag mount. I think it's a Hustler mag mount and also a Hustler 5/8 wave antenna. They've always treated me very well on two cars on my truck. I do have a CB mount, like a mirror mount, bolted to the side of my toolbox, and that actually works out pretty well, too. Probably, sorry about my alarm there, has always worked out pretty well, too. So I'd be curious to see John KX4O's response to those numbers. But anyway, that's about it. I'm going to do my best to get out of work a little early tomorrow and see everybody at the meeting. I think it's been almost 2 years since I've been to a meeting, so in person anyway. That's about it. W8BT, back to net.
Yeah, actually, I guess I've seen you a few times since whatever, so I guess I just didn't pay attention if you hadn't been to meetings, but that's okay. Online, personal, whatever works for you. Well, all right. Short night tonight, net tonight. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. So thanks, everybody, for checking in. Again, this is N7IVV, and this has been the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. And if you would like further information regarding the net or about the club, please see our website at w4va.org. You can also send an email to farah.net@w4va.org. That's F-A-R-A, Foxtrot, Alpha, Romeo, Alpha, November, Echo, Tango, @w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, here again, this is N7IBV closing the net and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you. Good night and good luck.
W8BT, K1HTV.
K1HTV, W8BT, go ahead.
Travis, yeah, there's no mention of the source code being available. I know they make packages for those who do want to install it on the various Linux boxes and Raspberry Pi, et cetera, but I'm not sure if they, I know they have in the past released the source code. I thought they did. But there's no mention of it in this latest release. Just 64. It's enough for them just to get that out. G3WJS did all the packaging of all those various varieties of systems, and with his passing, they're going to lose that. So they need to get another volunteer who's willing to do all that work. A real pain in the neck work.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm not exactly a coder. I could probably walk myself through building it for Linux if the source code was available. Might have to have a question or two for Andy, but I could probably get through it. I know I've done it. I've built a few other things from source code for Linux, but Anyway, yeah, I was just kind of curious about that. I'll probably be, for the January contest, be using Win64 anyway, so it shouldn't affect me, but anyway, I'm not even sure. I probably need to update what I'm at now. I'm probably at 2.3, I think. But anyway, I was just curious if they made any mention of that. I'll look it up for myself here at a later point. But anyway, thanks for the answer. K1HTV, W8BT.
Travis, W8BT, K1HTV. Yeah, they hopefully they'll come out with something in the weeks to come. At least get this stuff out for the contest and smoke test it before the contest and see how it plays. It'd be nice to be able to send messages addressed to a specific station and actually send some meaningful 13-character text. Right now, there's no way of addressing a particular station. You're hoping that he's still watching the frequency you're on, which may not be the case. Whereas if it has the call sign, I believe the $DX, when that's received by the receive station, it will show up on the right side on the RX column, not the band activity column on the left, but the one on the right. It'll show up as a red line, red background line, as you probably know, will shows up for anything that's addressed to you. So that'll be really great, and I'd be an eye grabber if that's the way it works. I'll be testing it in the days to come. That's about it. We'll see you later. I'm going to get a COVID test. I'm going to get a couple of kits tomorrow. Either go to a library or swing by Walmart for, I think it's $11 or $12, somebody said, for a pair of them. So either way, I'll be tested tomorrow. If I test positive, I will not be there Saturday, but I'll drop off some stuff which I brought for the gathering. And if I'm negative, I'll be there on Saturday. Take care. I'll see you later. W8BT, this is K1HTV.
All right, 7-3, Rich. I wish you luck and hope you test negative so we can see your smiling face on Saturday. Anyway, that's it. I wanted to call Bob KN4SPL if you're still listening. W8BT.
You're going to sleep already.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I think I'm not too far from that myself. Anyway, I guess I can catch him at the meeting or the Christmas party on Saturday. Anyway, I'll be clear. W8BT, 7-3.
Hey, Travis, K1HTV clear.
1HTV, K4SKP.
Yep, K4SKP, K1HTV. Heard that you worked some good DX, the Delta 4-4. I just worked a new one that I hadn't worked before. That's probably the same one you did. And finally, the S01 is a WS for Western Sahara. Is that the one you worked?
Yeah, that's a Roger.
He's not been on for a while. I'm glad to see that the station's active again. I know the Mauritania station seems to always be there. The 5 Tango, which used to be a rare one, now it's being operated consistently, so it's always on and multiple bands. And if you haven't worked Mauritania, you have been on the air because he's been quite active on the FT8 mode. I assume you have FT. You've worked the 5 Tango.
Yeah, Roger that.
How you stand on country number?
I'm not, unfortunately. Africa, I'm still shy. I've got all over Europe and Asia and stuff. I can't get a little bit of Japan, not China. I have to go back and look at, I haven't looked at my country numbers in a bit, but I know I'm real shy on Africa. So it's interesting. Hey, Rich, got a question for you. I just put the 253 on my rig, on my computer, and I'm getting a rig failure when I try and do test cat with a ham live error. Did you run across that? Over.
With the K3, but I've not downloaded the 253. There has been an issue with a number of the models in ham live and some of the IC, I think of the model they mentioned. But on the WSJTX reflector, the development group reflector, there have been a number of issues reported, and somehow some of the CAT controls aren't working right. That may be one of them. You may want to just check the WSJTX development group reflector. Join that if you're not a member of the development group reflector. And just read the back mail. Just search for CAT in the model number and see if somebody's already come up with that issue. There may be a fix for it. I know W9MDB, Mike Black, maintains the HamLive library, and he's able to correct them once he finds out that these problems exist. So you may want to do a search at that website and see what you can find.
Roger that. Okay. Well, I'll give it a whirl. Yeah, I've been using JTDX, but I figured I'd try this WSJTX253 for 64-bit. And yeah, because 250 was working fine, and which is really weird. And then I went to 253, and I'm getting these rig errors. So I'll, if nothing else, because I even uninstalled it and reinstalled it and then rebooted, and it didn't seem to make any difference. So I don't know. I'll get up on the depth and see what I can find. Over. Yeah, this is ICOM 7300. Over.
Yeah, I think there was somebody had reported it, and there was a fix. There was a Band-Aid fix for it, or maybe another version of the Hamlib that somebody, that Mike made available for somebody to try, see if it would solve the problem. And I guess if it does, they'll re-release. You may have to download the latest version of Hamlib. I'm not sure where you even get it. But there may be a new version that may have already addressed this problem. Normally, Hamlib comes packaged along with the WSJTX software. And it's in one of the folders. And you may be able to find a more current one that has the correct settings parameters, so it'll work with the 7300. All right, see you later. Good luck, and have fun DXing. Yeah, Africa is just, there aren't that many stations active in Africa, except South Africa and Namibia are quite active. 5Z4WVJ has been active in the past couple of days. A couple of us just worked them today. I think Brad worked them, myself, and a couple others. So there's some others, but there's not a lot of Africans on. It's got to be there when they're there. All right, see you later. Take care, Skip. K1HTV clear. Good night.
4SKP clear. 73 is Rich. 73, sorry.
Problem. CWID. It was kind of even with you. It didn't clobber you. 1HTV clear.